And still to come on today's Naked Scientists, we'll be finding out why a life spent unsuccessfully hunting monsters is not a life wasted. But first, age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, is the most common cause of blindness in the UK, and there are relatively few treatments available. This makes the work of people like the London Project to Cure Blindness very important, and they're researching a new way to treat AMD. We sent Mira along to a special event where she met up with Pete Coffey from the University College London to find out more about this disease.
It's a disease of the eye which affects the elderly, typically over the age of 60, and it affects the cells at the back of the eye that support the rest of the seeing part of the eye. And these cells, in a very, very small area known as the macula, which is where your highest visual acuity is, deteriorate, die, and then no longer support the retina, and the retina starts to die as well, and that's when a person goes blind. There's a form called wet, and the reason it's called wet is during the disease process, vessels at the back of the eye start to grow into it and become very leaky. There's a dry form in which you get the cells dying, but you don't see that bleed into the eye. The largest population is the dry form, and the dry form today doesn't have any clinical therapy available. What this project is trying to do is to replace those cells with healthy cells.
How many people are affected with AMD?
In Europe, there's about 14 million people suffer from some form of age-related macular degeneration. In the UK, typically 25% of the population over the age of 60. So this is a huge problem, much bigger than neurological diseases such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's.
What exactly are the main things experienced by someone with AMD?
They're unable to read in the first instance. They find it very difficult to read text, even when it's magnified. They then lose the inability in all the central vision, so they can't even recognise faces, their own family, to the point where very, very blurred peripheral vision is the only thing they experience.
What are you hoping to look into with the London Project?
The London Project wants to use stem cells, turn the stem cells into eye cells, and replace those dead cells at the back of the eye. And the way in which we aim to do that is to deliver a patch of cells which can be placed into a patient's eye surgically within a 30-minute surgical procedure.
Why exactly are stem cells good for this?
Stem cells are very good for this because they are very young, they're very plastic, and because the eye in the elderly patients is aged, it's diseased, we can replace them with healthy, young, new support cells. At the moment, in late-stage disease, when we've used the patient's own cells, we're getting about 25% success rate. We hope to improve that and perform the operation much more earlier in the disease, which would give a greater success.
And you say you've used the patient's own cells. What, from their own eyes?
From their own eyes. So cells have been harvested from non-diseased areas, and you take those cells from an area which they won't miss vision from, and you place them under the very high acuity area, which is the macula.
What happens to the region that you've just removed the cells from?
The region from which we've removed them from does actually go blind because you've taken those support cells away, but it's very, very peripheral, and the patient doesn't mind that. As long as they can see where they're going, what they're eating, they are more concerned about their high visual acuity rather than their peripheral vision.
So one of the current treatments involves taking some healthy support cells from the undamaged region of an AMD patient's eye and transplanting those healthy cells into the same patient's damaged macular region to restore central vision. But this method isn't possible in patients with severe damage and isn't always guaranteed. So with the London Project, the team are researching a possible treatment using human embryonic stem cells. These stem cells can be guided into becoming support cells and create a small patch of these cells that can then be put straight into a patient's eye, where they then support the retina and potentially give the patient their sight back. It sounds promising, but have they got any evidence with stem cells to prove that it's really possible?
We've shown that they have the profile we would want them to have as eye cells. We've managed to put them on patches. We've managed to place them in animal models of the disease. And we've also gone through a surgical procedure exactly the same way as we would do it in the clinic. And it's been very successful.
That night, I also met the surgeon who was hoping to make this all happen, Dr. Lyndon de Cruz from Moorfields Eye Hospital, and he told me how, in practice, these stem cell patches are going to make treatment for AMD easier.
These stem cell patches we hope to be able to be delivered much more simply by a larger number of surgeons and be available across a greater group of people, such that we could create thousands of the patches and then have them available.
Part of the problem you were saying when it comes to treating the dry form is that there's quite a narrow window because you don't want to do it too early because the procedures are complex, and if you do it too late, it's too late basically. So how is this stem cell procedure going to help with that timing as well?
That's a good point. In wet degeneration, which we've been treating, people would lose their vision over a very short period of time, maybe a week or even 2 weeks. That flagged up a period when they went from a normal retina to a retina they couldn't see with. And that meant that the retina was pretty healthy. We could do our transplants or translocations and we had good results. With dry degeneration, it progresses over months or even years. And that means the vision is slowly being lost. And we often end up having to do the operations very late. This means the chance of getting good recovery is low. By creating a stem cell patch, a much simpler operation with lower risks, we'll be able to do the operation much earlier in the disease and hopefully rescue a lot more vision.
So research into the potential use of stem cell patches to be transplanted into the eye could lead to treatment for a disease that not only affects so many in our population, but also currently has no treatment available at all. The therapy has only been verified in animals so far, but if the research continues developing, it could potentially help an entire generation to live a lot more comfortably.
So hopefully by the time I'm in my 60s, they will have all but wiped out the need to live with AMD. That was Mira there with the London Project to Cure Blindness.